them a shout out, Barack Obama, Barack.
On Thursday, April 10, U.S. President Barack Obama hosted a town hall meeting with 350 youth leaders in sports, entrepreneurship, politics, religion, and other fields from Jamaica and the wider Caribbean. After a brief presentation, the president opened the floor for questions. Today, we give you part one of a recap of the president's interaction with the young leaders.
I want to thank the University of the West Indies for hosting us. Big up, UWI. Thank you. Yeah, I've been making myself at home here. It is great to be in beautiful Jamaica. Let's take some questions. We will start with this young lady right here.
Thank you so much for your talk. Very interesting. And I wondered as well on the Cuban issue. Now that your policy has actually changed towards Cuba, I wondered about your views on how it is that we, CARICOM, should approach its relationship with Cuba in terms of deepening that relationship. Should they now perhaps move to join in CARICOM? Thank you.
Well, first of all, you know, I think CARICOM can make its own decisions and we'll respect it. I think the Cuban people are extraordinary and have huge potential. And what's encouraging is that the overwhelming majority of Cubans are interested in ending the last vestige of the Cold War and moving forward. It's going to take some time for the United States to fully implement some of the things that have already been agreed to. And it's going to take a little bit longer before you actually have complete normal relations between the United States and Cuba. What I would say to Caribbean countries is absolutely you should continue to engage in Cuba in the ways that you've already done in the past. I do think that it is important for all of us to be able to speak honestly where we see concerns about issues of human rights and political freedom. And I'm not saying anything publicly that I haven't said directly to Raul Castro. Obama, Barack, Obama, oh. All right, it's a gentleman's turn. This young man right here in the sharp-looking checkered shirt.
Good afternoon again, Mr. President. I'm Jermaine McKenzie, and I'm a focal point with the Global Fund Board. As it relates to human rights and social change, how do you make the decision to allow societies to go through the natural evolutionary process of having change occur on their own versus having governments exert policies to make these same political social changes?
It's an interesting question, and it's one that I have to struggle with all the time. You know, every society, as I said, is at a different phase in development, in their own history. They have different cultural traditions. And the way I think about it is that the United States has certain core values and principles that we believe deeply in. And obviously our democracy is not the same as a Jamaican democracy or a British democracy or Australian democracy, but we believe in democracy. We think that if people have the ability to speak out about their own lives, some sense of agency, then that society will be stronger. That doesn't mean that we won't work with a country that doesn't precisely abide by those principles, but we will still speak out. There are times where a country is clearly engaging in activities that are so egregious that it's not culturally specific. It typically has to do with the government wanting to exert control over people and oppress them. And in those instances, I think it is entirely appropriate for us to speak out forcefully and in some cases to not do business with them. Obama, Barack,
Obama, oh. Okay, so we're here and we're looking at you and we're all very honored to be here. And seeing that you're the President of the United States of America, I want to know how you handle the mental strain that comes with being in charge of so much.
What's your name?
Kimberly McDermott from the University of the West Indies.
How do I handle stress? I'll be honest with you. One of the things that happens as you get older is you start appreciating both your strengths and your weaknesses. But one thing that I've always had, which has served me well, is a pretty good temperament. And I attribute that partly from growing up on an island with trade winds. But I try not to get too high when things are going well so that I don't get too low when things are going badly. And try to keep a long view of how the process of social change takes place. Obama, Barack,
Obama, oh. That's it for today's program. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next week, same time, same station, when we bring you part two of the U.S. President's town hall meeting with young people held on April 9. And you can hear it in the evening. Obama, black man and
white woman shouting. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.